Surgeon, peeling an orange. I once thought holiness was a big dog that would follow me like a halo, like a big bright dog casting my shadow. I thought I could put on holiness like trousers and become someone who wore trousers. If you put an orange on the table and cut a little tonsure from the rind, a little halo, you can call it saint whoever you want, but it still wouldn't be a saint. You can unroll the body like a scroll for miles and still have a body. For years, you can cut and cut it on the table, whoever you want, whoever it happens to be, and you still won't save it. The body is not divisible like that, not intricate, but clarified, simultaneous as the lives of saints. Saint John beside his bed in prison, reading the story of Salome in the scroll he is writing. Yesterday, I held a mirror up to a mirror to see the back of my head because I never had. And how disappointing. Just my hair thinning. And what disappointing distance. How far between baldness and holiness and people's noses and anuses by way of their throats, at knife point, beneath the lamp as they always are, their heads wrapped in light, their shadows falling drunkenly away.